Black Lives Matter audit of statues and street names, announces UK region. By Victoria Friedman on July 7, 2020. The leader of the Welsh Government has announced an urgent audit of statues, street names, and building names to address Wales's connections with the slave trade. The move was inspired by weeks of protest by the Marxist Black Lives Matter campaign, which saw statues toppled and graffitied. Heading the press release published on Monday, Black Lives Matter First Minister of Wales Mark Drakeford said that the review will span the length and breadth of the country. The review will be led by Gaynor Legal, a powerful advocate for ethnic minority women across Wales, who will select her team from those with knowledge of the slave trade, the British Empire, and the history of black communities in Wales. Mr. Drakeford, the leader of the Labour Party in Wales, said that the Black Lives Matter movement had forced the country to reconsider the names of buildings and monuments to historical figures who may have been connected to the slave trade, which the left-wing politician said were not fully challenged and that we should challenge now. "We can reflect a Wales that rightfully celebrates our diverse communities," Drakeford said of the Celtic nation on the west of Great Britain, which is 95% white. He added that a group of young people and communities will be consulted about the audit before the regional parliament decides what to do about the monuments and street and building names. Mr. Drakeford appears to have followed in the footsteps of his National Party colleague Sadiq Khan, Labour's mayor of London, who announced a review of all the landmarks last month. Mr. Khan has tasked the Orwellian Named Commission for Diversity in the Public Realm to review all landmarks, suggesting that he would replace them with monuments to sexual and ethnic minorities to try to have a city that better reflects London and the values we have. The moves come after the importation of the far-left Black Lives Matter movement to the United Kingdom. In recent weeks, the statue to the wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill who fought fascism was graffitied with the word racist. Rioters also violently removed the statue of Edward Colston in Bristol, who, while a philanthropist in his own time, also had ties to the slave trade. Iconoclasts have also attacked statues of figures who had no possible historical connection to slavery or alleged racism. A moment to Queen Victoria was graffitied with BLM slogans, including slave owner, despite ascending to the throne in 1837. After the Slave Trade Act 1807, which prohibited slave trade in the British Empire, and the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage was widely criticised by the establishment in early June when he branded Black Lives Matter UK a new form of the Taliban for its lust to destroy cultural vestiges of the past and called it a dangerous, Marxist organisation, hell-bent on anarchy. However, those same figures that stood fastly by the Marxist movement have started doing U-turns after their apparent revelations that BLM is anti-Semitic and anarchistic. England's Premier League footballs, which made its players wear Black Lives Matter branded on their shirts, performed a U-turn, distancing itself from the political movement. While the BBC has been platforming the group's hard-left narratives, has told presenters and guests not to wear BLM badges on screen as that would make the broadcaster appear political. And the leader of the Labour Party, Sir Keir Starmer, who kneeled to BLM in June, U-turned when he said last week that he did not back BLM's calls to abolish the police, and said rather he supported the moment rather than the political movement. Mr. Starmer, however, has performed an astounding pirouette on his position, claiming on Monday that he did not regret taking the knee and has volunteered for unconscious bias training after referring to Black Lives Matter as a moment.